It's the pink after Liverpool have beaten Lask 4-0. I'm Neil Atkinson. I've got Adam Eden. I've got Ben Johnson. I've got Jay McKenna. And Jay, we all turned up in the cold. We all went to see a football match. But the truth of it is, whether we like it or not, and it can sound rude, a training match broke out. It was such a relaxed affair for Liverpool. They were much the better side. They knew it when they needed to know it. I thought Salah first half was brilliant, but it really was just Liverpool very much in second gear, warming up for the challenges to come.
And that's the end of the podcast, everyone. Thanks for listening. There wasn't much to shout home about. I reckon I've been more excited talking about Ben Jono's socks and his interpretation.
We're going to get on to them, don't you worry at all.
Than I was in that game.
Both those things are coming.
Yeah, it was just... Liverpool just done what they needed to do. I must admit, I worried for them on about 16 minutes. I thought this could be about 12.
When it went 2-0, I genuinely went, this could get out of hand.
Yeah, Liverpool just stepped off it. The kind of lovely little bits of football. They kept warm. I think the subs just kept running up and down to stay warm.
Were you jealous of the keeping warm?
Oh, mate, you were really good. Virgil van Dijk, I've never seen him move so fast all year. That's when he ran out of the dugout to run up and down that touchline. He legged it towards the cop like he was going to jump in. But they played really smart football. We looked, in all seriousness, we looked quite sharp today. And like that little, we're seeing patches of it against City, I thought, but we really intricate passing, like in sharp, quite sharp, in tight spaces, finding space, finding people's feet, backing each other. Looked like we were just getting it, ticking over. Good sign of things to come.
It is a good sign of things to come in a couple of ways, Jay. I think there's, I said before, a couple of good performances. I thought Salah, when he wanted to switch on, when they all wanted to switch on, I thought Salah just looked imperious. Everything he did, every ball, his brain, I thought he was different class.
Yeah, he looked really hungry, didn't he? He looked like he wanted to prove a point. Maybe it was the 200 goals, but he wanted to do something. Looked a bit disappointed when he come off. He kind of, he knew he had the beating of his man all of the time.